Pretty good sax playing, isn't it? You're not going to hear very many performances on a saxophone like that. The only way it can be done is by the relatively few people who use circular breathing. Go back for a moment to Yuri Manu and think of the horizon vision that Paganini had. Remember, there are only four fingers that play the violin. The thumb holds the violin. Can you imagine all of those notes being played on four fingers? And can you imagine all of these fingers outside of the thumb? Well, the thumb you two used in the saxophone. You're going to hear now an even more difficult aspect from my viewpoint. It's being done, the same piece, on the trumpet. Now, the trumpet has only three vowels. So all of these notes have to come out of three vowels, out of three fingers, the second, third, and fourth fingers. You're going to hear someone who is very well known, Wynton Marsalis. He is about 56 now. And by the way, numbers. Paganini was born in 1782, died in 1810. Manuhin died in 1999, was born in 1916. By the way, people wonder, do I use notes in lectures? No, I don't believe in using notes at all, because I don't want any impedance between my message and the human being listening to me. So if you think I am a show-off by telling you this, no, it's just that this is my technique, and this is the way it is. I remember everything. By the way, Mike, what is your name? Okay. Can I go ahead? Wynton Marsalis plays this on the trumpet, the same piece, in this case, and I'm going to tell you why afterward when you hear the fourth and final performance. He slurs the notes. Incredible techniques. What I mean is that he blows without tonguing each note. But listen to this wonderful performance by Wynton Marsalis. He actually makes it a piece of music, not just an exercise.
Thank you.
There is some tonguing in it. When there are notes that are repeated for separation, the tongue has to be used, of course. But it's essentially slurred, and the technique is unbelievable. I have coined a phrase, a word. It's probably, I don't believe it's in the Webster Dictionary. It's called pyrotechnique. I use it all the time when it comes to world-class techniques that go beyond world-class technique. You're hearing this sort of thing as an example in these pieces. By the way, Marsalis, who is very much with us, of course, is a member of a great family of musicians, and Marsalis musicians, a dynasty, a small Bach dynasty, if you will, is the only person who won the Grammy Award in the same year twice, one for jazz and one for classical. And I believe that record stands like Ted Williams' 406 probably will stand. An amazing performance. But now we come to the culmination. The same piece, forgive me, it's the same old piece, but listen to the great, great trumpet player from Mexico, Rafael Mendez, M-E-N-D-E-Z. What a champion. By the way, let's see, 1806 to 1891 was his stint. He was, without a question, one of the most sensational performers I've ever heard. By the way, notice the equity, if you will, between, and by the way, on the formula of the Tatum techniques, the great technique the Tatum had, this is a pyrotechnique. You're hearing it now. In this case, Mendez, and by the way, what a champion he was. He spent as much time in the high schools in Mexico and some of the other countries teaching kids what can be done. And he did it by use of the trumpet. In this piece, the same piece, he does something that no one else I've ever heard do. He double tongues. Each note at the same speed is tongued. Listen to it and be amazed. Ha ha ha! last three performances of the four, all done, obviously, and can only be done by way of circular breathing. That's the only way it can be done. Just think about it. For those of you who hadn't heard of this process before, become aware and look into it yourself. Look into this sort of thing. By the way, I have a blog. If Mike would permit me somewhere along the line to give the address of the blog. I'm simply doing, on the radio, an extension of the kind of technique I use on the blog.
Please give the address of the blog.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. There are about 670 entries. I started in 2006. And for you, if you'd like to get not only such things as a little more of, if you already know about the paintings of, say, Tony Bennett. How about the paintings, the old paintings of Frank Sinatra? They're wonderful. How about the still lives of a president by the name of Eisenhower? All kinds of things can be seen on this blog if you'd like to know about it. The address of the blog is Blockstadt. Well, let's see. It's No Brillante Non Troppo, and I'll give you the spelling of it. It's in Italian. Brillante, B-R-I-L-L-A-N-T-E, N-O-N, Non Troppo, T-R-O-P-P-O. Not too brilliant. In other words, I had it as not too bright. That's the name of this blog. So if you'd like to read about it, you can get this sort of extension of my way of thinking about the art of. The words are the art of. I deal with such things as physics and the art of war, all kinds of things. If you'd like to read into it, it's not a matter of advertisement. I thought maybe you'd like an extension of me, seeing that Mike doesn't permit me to come on more than once a month. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you, Mike.
Thank you for coming in. I just love it. And I love that you said that I was in control of the radio station right now. That's correct. Nobody else is here. All right. Thank you, Les. Mark?
Just want to mention, if you go to Google and you type in aphorisms, and then you type in Leslie Hurwitz, that's a pretty easy way to get to the blog.
Good point. Thank you, Mark.
Okay. So Mark, of course, Boston's Hidden Restaurants, he's got some great new reviews of really hidden restaurants. So take it away, Mark.
Okay. Well, before I do reviews, there were some pretty big news stories over the past few days. Well, I think we already talked about how Rialto in Harvard Square closed. I think last time I was on, I mentioned that. And there's also Flora is closing next week. Flora is in East Arlington. And there's some more big closings coming up. Actually, Bee's Knees, which is a gourmet market in Alston, shut down kind of abruptly the other day. And Boca Grande in Porter Square closed, which is a big place for a lot of people in Cambridge, Somerville, Arlington. Finally, Rebel in Brookline closed. That was connected to Striptease in Watertown, another big place. So a lot of closings lately. So just to depress you a little bit more. But as far as reviews, it's been, you know, a little slow because it's summertime, but a couple places of late include Zeka Indian Bistro in Woburn, which is in Woburn Center. It's kind of a casual, quiet Indian restaurant that it just, you know, most Indian restaurants, the food is really fresh, really tasty, and it's tough to find a really bad Indian restaurant. But this place, the food just seems a little bit fresher. Chicken korma is incredible, for instance. The dosas, if you ever had a dosa, this long, looks like a baseball bat. It's a crepe with lamb or any kind of meat stuffed into it. And it's just a really good place. Friendly people. No one seems to know about it, but, you know, if you go online, it gets pretty high ratings. And it definitely gets high ratings from me, too. So that was the latest review. Also, for those of you on the Cape this summer, did an updated review of a place that you know of, Grumpy's in Dennis on Route 6A. And you were the one who, I think, introduced me to it, because you've been going there for a while, right?
Absolutely, Mark. Thank you. A very interesting place. I go to a restaurant in Woburn weekly, and the girl in there and I talk every once in a while, and she mentioned that while she works in this restaurant, she said, I love Grumpy's, and the owner was not too happy about it.
I'm sure. It's a great place. It's you know, a lot of places I go to on the Cape are seafood shacks. This is not a seafood shack. Kind of a breakfast and lunch place with sandwiches and omelets and just kind of old-fashioned, kind of a greasy spoon, not really. It's a little nicer than the greasy spoon, but good place to go if you're heading to the beach or heading back from the beach and you're not really into hitting a seafood shack. So And then one other place I haven't really reviewed it specifically. It's also on the Cape. It's called PB Boulangerie Bistro, which is one of the best pastry shops / bakeries in New England. They have everything you can imagine. I mean, they have tarts. They have country bread. They make pizza there sometimes. It's just amazing food there. They have sandwiches and quiche. You know, I'm not a huge fan of quiche, but it's pretty good there. Frittatas, and I could go on and on. It's a French bakery, very French. I mean, they speak with French accents, and they have play French music. And that's in Wellfleet on Route 6 in on the Outer Cape. And again, Grumpy's is on 6A in Dennis, and Zeka is Woburn Center. It's Main Street in Woburn Center.
Sounds fantastic.
That's about it.
When are we going? Whose car are we taking?
Well, we can take one right now. Actually, I think you and I are going to be somewhere tonight,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, big bash tonight for our friend Rich.
Yeah, we're going to be, I don't know if we should mention the name because it's already kind of going to be crazy there. We don't want our thousands of listeners going there all at once, but we'll be north of Boston at a pub for a friend who is turning 50.
Happy birthday, Rich.
Yeah, happy birthday, Rich.
I know you got to run out of here.
I do.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And you'll have to listen to this going down the stairs. I know you're going to want to. The Pixies, one of your favorite bands.
Yeah, the Pixies, one of the greatest bands in the history of rock and definitely one of the greatest in New England, that's for sure.
Yeah, this is something new from the Pixies, everybody. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. It's either Chagalaga or Chagalaga. I don't know. But this is awesome. Brand new from Pixies here. Thanks, Mark. WMFO.
Thank you. See ya.
Bye.
Roll. I'm traveling on and on and on and on and on and on. And you point me to the sweet green fields with the ever blue sky. Because I woke this morning in the hurricane's eye. Traveling on and on and on and on and on. Because my feet are itchy and I don't want to die. 21 moaning in the hurricane's eye.
are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around. You are the apple of my eye, yeah. Forever you'll stay in my heart.
Sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Baby's lonely.
she's the only one. She's the only one in all I do. The only thing on my mind. She's the only one. 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 She's the only one.
WMFO. Right here in Medford, Mike on the mic here at 11:37 in the morning, here till 11 until Sue and Something About the Women comes in from 11 to 1, and I am honored to be here with Les Hurwitz over there across the table. How you doing, Les?
I'm pretty well, thank you, Mike. So, and thank you for using the word honored, even though I don't believe a word you say.
Well, I mean, it's pretty cool because you know who is not here anymore.
Right.
So if we ever wanted to talk about him, we could.
Oh, we could do that right now. No one's listening.
No. All right. Well, let me tell you about that last set that we played, everybody. Started off with something really good, a new Pixies, brand new single from them called Chagalaga. Loved it. It was really cool. Can't wait to hear the rest of the CD. Jesse Roper followed up from the Redbird CD. The Hurricane's Eye was that one. So old Van Halen back in 1982, the Diver Down CD. That was Little Guitars. Love that. Jack White and the Electric Mayhem has a new single out, Stevie Wonder cover. Really, really pretty cool. You Are the Sunshine of My Life, of course. And finished up with a band called The Rifles. CD is No Love Lost, and She's Indeed the Only One. Which one of those did you like the best, Les?
Well, The Sunshine of My Life, it goes back closer to, you know, my midterm.
Yeah, that was a nice job, huh?
I know nothing about this kind of music, really. And who wrote Sunshine? Is that
Stevie Wonder?
He did write it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and you were saying that it had some interesting harmonies in there.
Right. It's amazing how so much of the music has such little harmony and how wonderfully that harmony is used. It's amazing to me.
Yeah, I love that too. It was really good. Good on Jack White for sure. All right, 10:39 in the morning, everybody. So, some new noise to start this next set. This is beautiful. This is a collaboration on Loretta Lynn's new CD called Full Circle. She's got a duet here with Willie Nelson. This is called Lay Me Down. Another cover, but it's beautiful here at WMFO.
Raise my head and set myself in the eye of a storm, in the belly of a whale. My spirit stood on solid ground. I'll be at peace when they lay me down.
When I was a child, I cried until my knees were satisfied. My needs have grown up pound for pound. I'll be at peace when they lay me down.
When they lay me down someday, my soul will rise and fly away. This old world will turn around. I'll be at peace when they lay me down. This life isn't fair, it seems. It's filled with tears and broken dreams. There are no tears where I am bound. And I'll be at peace when they lay me down. Soul will rise and fly away. the child I
all the papers lie tonight, but falling over you is the news of the day. Angels fall like rain, and love, 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 you can't give it away. Inside you the time moves and she don't fade. The ghost in you, she don't fade. The race is on, I'm on your side, and hearing you my engines die. All of heaven away.
session going here.
I'm rocking popping tables and record labels. Can y'all feel that?
Listening to 91.5 WMFO.
Medford.
You never know what the signal's gonna hit.
It doesn't pay to try. All the smart boys know why. It doesn't mean I didn't try. I never know why.
Listening to WMFO Medford. It's 11 a.m. It's Mike on the mic. Just getting out of here, and Sue is here, and we'll talk to Sue and say goodbye to Les in just a second. Let me tell you what we just played. We've started with Loretta Lynn and Willie Nelson from the Full Circle, brand new Loretta Lynn CD. That was Lay Me Down.